Outcome 5.3 says, explain three of the most important events in the history of the church. Naturally, there are several events that one could argue are the most important. We've already covered the death and resurrection of Jesus and a summary of the book of Acts, so I will rather focus on some others, one of which, the day of Pentecost, was mentioned in our summary of Acts, but deserves more attention here. Remember, the students only need to explain three, even though we list several more in this program. 1. Pentecost. Jesus had alerted the disciples to the fact that he would go away. In John 17:7, we read, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you." And in John 14:16 and 17, we read, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Helper, to be with you forever, even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you." Acts 2:1 says that the day of Pentecost had arrived. This was 50 days after Passover, and that is what Pentecost means, the 50th. It came literally as a week of weeks after Passover was called the Feast of Weeks. Kent Hughes says it was the best attended of the great feasts because traveling conditions were at their best. There was never a more cosmopolitan gathering in Jerusalem than this one. It was the perfect time for the descent of the Holy Spirit of God. He points out that it was appropriate that the giving of the Holy Spirit came during this feast because it was originally regarded as the feast of the first fruits and was emphasized by a special offering of 2 baked loaves made from freshly gathered wheat, designated in Leviticus 23:17 as first fruits to the Lord. Therefore, the day of the first fruits was very appropriate for the giving of the Holy Spirit and the conversion of 3,000 souls, first fruits of an even greater harvest that was to come as the gospel spread. It is also important, as Hughes says, it was also fitting because by the time of Christ, Pentecost was considered the anniversary of the giving of the law on Mount Sinai, and thus it provided a perfect opportunity to contrast the giving of the law with the giving of the Spirit. So what happened on that special day? Hughes describes it beautifully. As the apostles' heads were bowed in prayer, a breeze began to move across them. And then it was more than a breeze, literally an echoing sound as of a mighty wind borne violently roared through the house like the whirr of a tornado, so that their robes flapped wildly. The Spirit of God was coming upon them. A fiery presence was in their midst, and as the Greek indicates, it suddenly divided into separate flame-like tongues that individually danced over the heads of those present. Fire had always meant the presence of God. Through John the Baptist, God had promised a baptism with fire, Matthew 3:11, and now it was here. They were filled with the Holy Spirit, and in an electrifying instant began to speak in other languages. Because people had come from so many regions, each with their own language, Acts 2:7-11 describes their amazement at hearing the mighty works of God being told in their own language. And in verse 12, because they were troubled and perplexed, they asked, "What does this mean?" Again, Hughes explains it excellently. It means that the Holy Spirit brings new life to those who believe in Jesus Christ. And with that life comes a continuing power to those who are continually filled. It means fire in our lives. individually burning away the chaff and flaming out to those around us. It means the truth of God going forth from us in a way we would never have dreamed of, the divine utterance of God through us. It means communication, joy, thankfulness, submission. Peter, now filled with new power from the Holy Spirit, immediately seized the opportunity to preach to those who had gathered from so many nations, and the result was that 3,000 were saved, Acts 2:41. The rest of the book of Acts describes the way in which the apostles and other believers went out under the power of the Holy Spirit and proclaimed the gospel across Europe. The church had been born. Next week, we will do part 2.